Now, for all you Radio 4 heads out there, would you swap your beloved station for Radio 1 for a week? For nothing? That's what Radio 4 fan Heather Dontonville and her Radio 1 loving stepdaughter Jenny agreed to do for the Feedback Radio Swap Challenge. Some listeners think they're bonkers. Among the many posts on the Radio 4 Facebook page, honourable mention goes to Andrew Stagg, who listens from Kazakhstan, and who said he'd rather be forced to walk naked through the wolf-infested steppe of that land, with bits of raw meat dangling from him, than listen to Radio 1. Back to the radio swap. How did it go? Here are some excerpts from Heather and Jenny's audio diaries.
You're listening to Today on BBC Radio 4 with Justin Webb and James Naughty.
I woke up listening to the Today programme, but I did have to make a bit more of an effort to get out of bed because usually I have Chris Moyles and Comedy Dave on in the background, which makes me ready for the day ahead. But today I woke up listening to a piece on domestic violence, which wasn't the most cheery thing to wake up to.
People who abuse their partners could be banned from their own homes.
So, this radio swap began last night. I woke up to Radio 1 this morning.
Good morning, people of Britain.
The music was fine, I quite liked some of it, but I do miss feeling informed in the morning because I find news beats a bit sketchy.
News beats. Also coming up...
The most interesting thing on Radio 4 was the news because it's a lot more in-depth than news beats. It did come in handy at college, so Radio 4 does have its uses, but I really miss the selection of music that gets played on Radio 1.
Album, You've Come a Long Way, Baby. Awesome album from Fatboy Slim.
Well, it's day two of the radio swap. I'm still missing proper in-depth news coverage. What I've heard on Newsbeat so far seems to be completely domestic news and focuses on issues that are going to be of interest to younger listeners, things like the student protests and the snow. But the rules don't prevent me visiting the BBC News website or reading my Archer's daily email.
I'm enjoying the Archer still, and I caught the 7 o'clock programme this evening, so... a bit of a swap for Heather, so I tell her what's going on, and she tells me what's going on Radio 1.
It was weird to have my dad
sure.
in. So odd, because your dad was in this morning, wasn't he?
He was.
So weird.
As part of the Relationships Week on Radio 1 this week, each presenter is bringing in a member of their family. And Greg James had his father, Alan, in with him, and that is not something you hear on Radio 4. So I enjoyed
Once
that.
Again.
You're no son of mine.
Unbelievable.
Hello, it's Jenny on day 3 of the Radio Swap. I've done some homework whilst listening to a Radio 4 podcast of Women's Hour, which is quite interesting. The subjects were a little random, but it was all right.
I promise. Now, the Labour leader, Ed Miliband, went back to work this week after a fortnight.
Nearly done. Today is the last day of the radio swap. And to my surprise, I made a point of listening to the Greg James show. I was very surprised. The first thing I heard was Take That. Wasn't I listening to them on Radio 1 18 years ago?
Greg James.
To say Radio 1 is detached from current affairs is something of an understatement. I've really, really learned this week, loud and clear, that it just is all about entertainment.
It's always been a class.
We've got that as well.
Or have you been?
Yeah.
And that is just one reason why I will be deliriously happy to get back to Radio 4.
Well, I spoke to Heather and Jenny myself to make sure all was well in the Dontonville household again after their forced separation from their beloved stations and to find out what they'd missed the most. Heather, how was it for you? Was it cold turkey or a cascade of new sensations?
It was probably slightly more the latter, actually. It was definitely lots of new sensations, some more interesting than others.
Do you feel deprived of news? Was it a news desert, Radio 1?
Yes, in a nutshell. It really was, yeah. I feel very deprived of news. I've watched much more TV news than I do normally in the last week.
How about Jenny? A few, was it as bad as you feared? I mean, you exhibited little enthusiasm for this last week for Radio 4.
It's not as interesting as I thought it would have been. I'm not politics or current affairs, really. I'm more music, which I really did miss.
Heather, you talked about missing the news, but there is Newsbeat, of course, on Radio 1. Did that give you what you wanted?
Well, what I noticed in the earlier part of the week was that all the news I heard seemed to be entirely domestic and very much orientated towards the younger age group. But I didn't hear anything to begin with about the Queen's trip to the UAE or the situation in Korea. And I was quite surprised by that. But then later on in the week, I did hear a little bit more international news, and it amused me. I heard about the gay pride marches in India, and I don't know if Radio 4 would have covered that in quite the same way.
You liked Greg James, didn't you? I think he brought his dad in as part of a relationships week. Why did that appeal?
Oh, I love